This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back. It is our 9 o'clock hour. Later in the hour, we will have a hot seat. And if you've been paying close attention, you'll know who is on it. But right now, we have in studio a man who knows more football than all of us together. His name is Seth Joyner. He's sponsored by Bradford Whitewater Heaters. To find a plumbing professional near you, visit BradfordWhite.com. Right out of the box, Seth, did it make sense to you that Miles Sanders did not get a scheduled run for 24 plus minutes in yesterday's game?
Yeah, I was absolutely shocked because going into the game, you know, my research told me that the Bears were ranked 27th in the NFL in run defense, and they were giving up on average 140 yards per game. So I thought the game plan would be, with the weather being the way that it was, let's go in, establish the run, dominate the line of scrimmage, go play action when we need to throw the ball.
So give me a speculation as to why they went entirely away from that.
Well, you know, listen, this part of the NFL where, you know, you've got these new head coaches, these young head coaches, you know, what the data analytics says is that, you know, you run the ball, you throw the ball early, you get a lead, and then you try to run the clock out. You know, that's what balances up your run to pass ratio, you know, by the time the game is over. I don't agree with it because, you know, if your quarterback throws two interceptions, you know, the wind is howling, he can't feel his hands, you know, sun's in his eye, he can't, you know, field vision is all off. Then you run the football until the conditions change and are more conducive to you actually being able to throw the football.
That is exactly the right thing to say. In fact, I want to play what Hurts actually said on that, because he was describing what it was like in the sun and in the cold. Here's what he said.
Yeah, I think early in the game, personally, I really couldn't feel my hands. It was very cold. Didn't really have good vision on the field personally. Just, but I think in the end, that's a testament to how we persevered as a team and how we believed in one another as a team.
It's a testament to him that he hung in there after getting waffled first place, third quarter. In that play, Seth, don't you at that moment in time, if you're a coach, go, we cannot continue to put him in that spot. He could have gotten knocked out. For all we know, I just had a call saying he's still worried about his shoulder. You saw what happened there. What do you do if you're a coach and you see your quarterback ended up with 17 carries in that game? That is not, that is what I call coaching malpractice. What do you think about Hurts taking that abuse yesterday?
Well, you know, I'm going to err on the side of caution because, you know, in week one, he had 17 carries. And had he not ran the ball as many times as he ran the ball against the Detroit Lions the first game of the season, they would not have won that football game. And the other thing people have to realize, too, is that, you know, the coaching staff isn't necessarily making all of these calls. The minute you call the RPO, you're putting yourself in a position where the quarterback has to read what the defense is doing. So a lot of times, you know, you're getting runs, you know, when you may want to pass, or you're getting a pass when you may want to run. or you're getting the option of the quarterback actually running with the football based upon what the defense is showing you. So when you consider all of those things, you call an RPO, it's on the quarterback to make the proper read and make the proper decision. You know, and as far as, you know, Jalen's comments, you know, sometimes, you know, as a quarterback, and Jalen's been awesome at this all year long, I believe he's the MVP of the National Football League, but you got to make the right decisions at times. Sometimes, you know, he's got to know when to throw the ball and when to take the shot. And yesterday I felt like in those two instances, you know, where he threw the interceptions, they were bad decisions. You got to realize, you got to understand when to get down. And then also you got to give the Chicago Bears some credit, because they've got a quarterback that's running a system that's similar to what the Eagles actually run. So what defense is better equipped after seeing that all the time?
Interesting. Yeah.
You know, than the Chicago Bears. And they really gave, you know, the Philadelphia Eagles, you know, some problems. And listen, it's not going to be pretty all the time. It's not going to be perfect every time. They were averaging 41 points a game, Angelo, coming into this game.
Yeah.
Something had to give. At some point in time, you know, they had to have a little bump in the road, and it's better to have it now and still be able to overcome it against a team that's so bad that they can't take advantage of that than for it to happen down the road.
Okay. I just want to – I don't want to come across as negative this morning. It's important I don't.
Too
so
late.
I would like to
I
play now.
For the last 40 minutes.
I would like to play now the finest moment of the game for Jalen Hurts. Because you're saying he's got to read the defense. One time he read it brilliantly, and he saw a blitz, and here's what happened.
Hurts comes up. Maybe audibilizing. Let's see what he does right here. Calls for the football. He's going to run. He's at the 20, 15, 10, 5. Goodbye, touchdown, Jalen Hurts.
Seth, that was unbelievable that he just got past the line and there was no one there. You were a linebacker. Did they blow it or did he see something? What happened on that play?
Well, the safety, number nine, I forget his name.
Yeah.
He hit the wrong gap.
Ah.
You know, so Jason Kelce wound up blocking the defensive tackle into him, left the A gap on the left side wide open. And I promise you, it was a checked call. That play was not called in the huddle at the line of scrimmage. They line up. They saw that there was no one in the box. They had spread the entire defense out. The free safety was the only guy left in the hole, and he started creeping. You can see, you know, pretty darn early he gave it away. Jalen knew what it was right away, and you know he checked to that play, and. You know, that's the problem sometimes, you know, if you blitz, and I'm a big proponent of blitzing. I'll talk about, you know, Montgomery sneaking out of the backfield yesterday.
Oh.
You know, you got T.J. Edwards and Avonte Maddox. Both of them are coming on that side, and I know what the expectation is. I've been in that position before. You're coming. You expect for the back to blitz pickup. Well, he went out, and whoever was responsible for him forgot to cover him. Got greedy going to the, you know, trying to make a play that's not yours to make, because if you just have him, if you pick him up, the blitz is going to get there.
Yeah.
See, and these are the kinds of mistakes that happens when you blitz that prevents Jonathan Gannon, you know, from
all right, we're not doing defense.
No, I'm just
no,
saying.
I know what you're saying.
But you're talking about that play on defense. It's the same scenario. When you don't hit the right gaps on your blitzes, and that's exactly what happened on that play with Jalen Hurts. And you got to give him credit for being able to see that, one, check to it, two, and then give Jason Kelce the lion's share of it to be able to block two people.
Just tell me this. If you're on the field and you see the guy just running into the end zone with no one around him, how does that feel from the defender's point of view? Did that ever happen to you?
Sure.
Do you feel foolish at that moment?
No, you're just pissed because you know, like listen, if we had all out blitzes in every formation, every defense that we had.
With Buddy?
And you know that all out blitz is designed for someone to come free.
Yep.
You know, so you got a free hitter to the quarterback. So if the quarterback makes a play like that, or the back checks, you know, hot out and no one's on him, you know, you're pissed because you know that somebody screwed up and made a mistake and busted an assignment in a situation where we had the quarterback dead to rights.
Debbie's on the line. She sings. Hi, Deb.
Hi, good morning, Angelo. I have to tell you, that game was such a nail-biter. I was so worried. It wasn't a great game. I mean, it was encouraging to watch how many times we sacked the quarterback. But, man, when I flipped on to the Jacksonville game, you know what? All of us in our text group were all nostalgic about Dougie. I wrote a little short ditty for Dougie, if you guys want to hear it.
Absolutely. Now, so you were overjoyed by the failure of the Cowboys to win that game against the Jaguars?
Of course I was.
All right. Let's hear the song, Deb.
Okay. It's from Bye Bye Birdie.
Okay.
We love you, Doug P. Oh, we still do. Won us our Super Bowl. That was so cool. Sunday in overtime. Thank you. And Rayshon Jenkins, thank you, too.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Made it entertaining this weekend.
Debbie, that's awesome. And I got to ask you, the Cowboys fall on their face. Micah Parsons looked like a fool today. What's your reaction to what happened to the Cowboys, Seth Joyner?
I think I said it tongue-in-cheek, but I said the only thing that's more exciting than the Eagles figuring out a way to win this game today is the Cowboys lost.
Wasn't that horrible? Was it sad? Did you see it in real time? Were you able to see it?
We were like going into you know our post game show. We were live into the introduction of Mike Missanelli. I stopped him mid intro into the show. I'm like, a program alert here. The Cowgirls just got their ass kicked by the Jacksonville Jaguars.
You cut right in?
Oh, I cut him off.
Oh, that is beautiful. Joe, play the Dallas version there, number 10 in lock. I just want you to hear this because this is Brad Sham. He has been their play-by-play guy forever in Dallas, and he seems upset. Let's listen.
Prescott in the gun. Back. Throws it over the middle. That's intercepted. It's being returned down the right side to the 20. Jenkins to the 10. Jenkins into the end zone. And the Jaguars have beaten the Cowboys in overtime.
That was Stephen A. Smith afterwards. Stephen A. enjoyed it a lot. Anthony's up next. Hi, Anthony. Anthony, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What do you got for me today?
I don't know. I can't agree with you today. That's one thing I can't do. I don't know. Because I got a question for you, Angelo. One question. Do you care more about the first 30 minutes of the game or the totality of the game?
Anthony, hold on.
Here we go. I love
because there's one thing I don't need here is lying. Anthony, during the first half, just explain to me what you were saying and what you were thinking.
Okay, I will agree with you on not giving Miles Sanders the ball up until, you know, the very end of the second half.
Right.
But could you look and tell me how many yards did Miles Sanders have at the end of this game?
Not enough, all right? Because he had 144 the week before, and he's capable of doing that against that defense if you give him the opportunity to do it, which they didn't bother to do. How do you put a game plan together and have no runs by a guy who got you 1,000 yards this year in sub-freezing weather, 30-mile-an-hour winds, and an awful defense? Anthony, please.
But one thing I can say, you got to understand it here.
You're a Stafford fan. You're a robot.
No. Listen to me.
You're a robot.
There is.
Well, have him check the boxes. There's a bridge.
And Jalen Hurts. Listen, Miles Sanders, Jalen Hurts. Those are the two guys that are going to run the ball 100 to 100, 53 by 53, the whole game. Both of those guys could not get the run going on the ground. The guys finished with 315 in the air, two receivers with 100 yards plus, and every
You didn't watch the game. How are you supposed to get something going to the ground when you're not running?
Because we could not run the ball.
No, they didn't try to run the ball. They didn't try to run the ball. Stop.
I cannot.
To run the ball,
Anthony, I must stop you at this point because WIP has a policy against robots. Those things where you have to
check the box
now,
Al. Wherever there's a traffic light. Yeah.
And sometimes, you know what I have heard now, Al? I have heard that robots are programmed to check the box saying they're not a robot.
Probably.
That was a robot. Yeah. There's no robots on this show.
I mean, you can argue. You can't argue with
Jonesy. There's no robots on the show.
On Twitter, there is.
Well, maybe so, but not here. You think I bring Seth Joyner in to listen to a robot?
He doesn't listen to bots. I don't think so. He will entertain a dope, though.
Hey, listen, everyone's going to have their opinion. And you know what the problem is? When you look at this game from an analytical standpoint, you would say that it made no sense for the Eagles to do what they did.
Yes.
Okay? Did they overcome it? Listen, they overcame.
They overcame it.
They overcame the two interceptions. They overcame the fumble. They won the game against a team that's far, you know, less superior, far more
inferior.
Far more inferior. Thank you, Al, to them. But at the end of the day, it just didn't look good because that was a team that they should have just dominated from beginning to end.
Now, when we come back, I do want you to tell us what you thought of that kid they faced, Justin Fields, because that kid's got some talent. Wow. We'll hear Seth on that and how the-